Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Rowan, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we'll be exploring a recent study that delves into the use of advanced diffusion imaging techniques to uncover microstructural changes linked to Alzheimer's disease, or AD. Alzheimer's is not just a personal concern for millions but a significant global health challenge, accounting for a whopping 60 to 80% of dementia cases. In this study, researchers analyzed how diffusion quantitative parameters can aid in detecting changes in brain microstructure specific to AD and how these changes connect to cognitive function. The research included 43 patients diagnosed with mild cognitive impairment or Alzheimer's and compared them to 16 healthy controls. The team employed diffusion spectrum imaging, or DSI, a high-tech form of MRI, along with conventional MRI to gain insights into brain changes. They focused on three advanced diffusion models: diffusion tensor imaging, DTI, neurite orientation dispersion and density imaging, NODDI, and mean apparent propagator MRI, MAP MRI. Now, what makes this study particularly insightful? It integrates multiple imaging techniques to analyze the brain's white matter, essentially the wiring connecting different brain regions, enabling a more comprehensive view of the microstructural changes associated with Alzheimer's. The researchers found significant correlations between various brain regions' diffusion parameters and cognitive assessment scores derived from two common scales: the Mini Mental State Examination, MMSE, and the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, MoCA. Notably, parameters such as return to origin probability, RTOP, and return to access probability, RTAP, exhibited strong connections to cognitive function. This suggests these measures can effectively indicate the severity of cognitive decline as Alzheimer's progresses. The statistical analysis confirmed these findings. The team used receiver operating characteristic curve analysis, or ROC analysis, which is a method to evaluate the diagnostic effectiveness of different parameters. The results showed that the imaging techniques had satisfactory performance in distinguishing between Alzheimer's patients and healthy individuals. Now, let's break down the methods used in this study. Participant selection. The participants underwent a well-structured evaluation process, including comprehensive cognitive tests. Only those meeting specific criteria were included, becoming crucial for addressing potential biases in the findings. Data acquisition. Images were collected using a state-of-the-art 3.0 tMRI scanner. The DSI technique employed allowed for detailed three-dimensional mapping of diffusion within brain tissues, producing a wealth of information on how water molecules move in different microstructural environments. Statistical analysis. Researchers implemented appropriate statistical tests to ensure robust validations of their findings. The Pearson correlation and ROC analyses helped determine which diffusion parameters were most closely linked to cognitive performance. Analysis of results. By applying advanced imaging techniques, the study revealed brain regions historically regarded as critical to cognitive function were indeed affected. The analysis was thorough and resulted in some new findings surrounding white matter integrity in AD that could pave the way for not only diagnosis but also understanding the disease mechanism more intricately. Now that we've looked at the study's strengths, it's also important to address the critiques, as every research effort has its limitations. A critical reviewer pointed out that while the methodological transparency is commendable, the researchers provided clear participant selection criteria and imaging techniques, there is a significant gap in data availability. It remains unclear if the datasets will be publicly accessible, which is crucial in scientific research for validation and reproducibility. This limitation could hinder future researchers looking to build on or validate these findings. Additionally, while the statistical methods employed were appropriate and rigorous, there was a noticeable absence of some advanced imaging confirmatory methods such as positron emission tomography, PET, which could have provided further verification regarding tau protein deposition often associated with Alzheimer's. In conclusion, this study presents compelling evidence that suggests DTI, NODDI, and MAP-MRI are effective in studying Alzheimer's disease microstructural changes. The combination of advanced diffusion imaging techniques provides a more nuanced understanding of brain changes in AD patients. However, the lack of available raw data presents a challenge for reproducibility and further research, highlighting the need for additional transparency in scientific studies. Future work might focus on the integration of PET imaging with these advanced techniques to gain a more cohesive understanding of cognitive decline mechanisms. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of SciBud. We hope you found this exploration of Alzheimer's research enlightening. Don't forget to subscribe for more daily updates on the latest in science. Until next time, keep curious and keep exploring.